The Mystery of the Lost Lenore, Part 39. The group that was sent out from the Balamban village of Kobara for the neighboring Dohali village, in order to pick up more antelope for sandwiches, consisted of the ever-naked girl Jangli, her two twin brothers Togli and Tigli, both of whom were clothed, the Shobat or council representative Gonaro, another fellow whose name I didn't catch, and me. We set out on foot around 9-ish that morning. I had been led to believe that it was not very far, but no one would give me any kind of estimate of the actual distance in either a recognizable unit of physical measure or in terms of time of travel. So I had no idea what to expect. But as we were carrying nothing with us except sacks in which to carry the retrieved meat, I assumed that it would be no more than a day trip. None of the rest of our expedition cared to join the party. They all chose to remain in the village, doing, as far as I could tell, not much of anything. It is a very unusual occurrence that I am the most active member of any group, but there it is. For the first part of the walk, I was in the enviable position of following directly behind the beautifully naked Jangli, who was leading us. Except for the fact that I kept tripping over things, skinning my knees and turning my ankles, it was a very enjoyable walk. I couldn't tell you much about the countryside, though. Around noon, or possibly 1 in the afternoon, the sun was directly above us, but frankly it seemed to be directly above us for most of the day, and my watch was on the fritz. We took a break to have a little lie down, eat a sandwich, and drink some water. I ended up lying next to Tigli, who decided to tell me some long and involved story, possibly about his sister. I don't really know, as he spoke not a word of English, and I had only figured out about 5 words in Balamba. As is sometimes the case with twins, Togli and Tigli were very different. Although it was difficult to tell them apart when they weren't speaking, that was almost never the case, as Tigli was very chatty. Togli, on the other hand, I don't think I ever heard utter a syllable. Tigli always seemed cheerful and happy, and Togli often looked as if he were contemplating hitting you with something. At one point I wondered if he were perhaps not pleased with the way I was looking at his sister. But I was perhaps being paranoid. Plus, he must have been used to people looking at her. Even the Balamban seemed to stare from time to time. Who could blame them? She was pretty magnificent. After our brief respite, we resumed walking, but this time Tigli ended up in front of me. He kept turning around to say things to me, which honestly got a bit tiring, but I found that I was falling down a lot less than I had in the morning. We stopped again around dinner time, or judging by the growlings of my stomach somewhat after dinner time, for another short break, and then we got up and continued on. I began to wonder how much further we must go. Were we going to walk all night? Would we camp somewhere? What were the sleeping arrangements? Did Jangli like me? All these thoughts were rolling around in my head when suddenly we crested a small hill, and there was a village right before us. I hoped it was the Dohali village that was our final destination. And it was.